So they're the three things. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, this is called The Magical Wizard Man.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy called...
Flynn.
And Flynn went to a school called... And it was Friday morning, and Flinny walked into school with his school bag, and his class's name was...
Brexy.
And his teacher's name is...
Mitzvotana.
And he walked into the room, and something was different. Miss Katina wasn't there. There was a very, very, very old man standing at the front of the room. He had a really long beard, and he was wearing a black cloak. And he said, "Sit down, children. Miss Katina is sick today, and I'm your teacher. My name is Mr. Wizard Man." And everyone said, "What? Mr. Wizard Man?" He said, "Yes. I will write it on the board." And Lucas put his hand up and said, "Would you like me to get you a whiteboard marker, Mr. Wizard Man?" And Mr. Wizard Man said, "I don't need a whiteboard marker for the whiteboard. Watch this." And he lifted up something, and it was black, and it was about as long as a ruler, and it was a wand. And he started to wave his wand in the air, and as he waved his wand in the air, the words "Mr. Wizard Man" appeared on the blackboard. He said, "You see, kids, I am a wizard. That's why my name is Magic Wizard, Mr. Magic Wizard Man, and I can do all sorts of magic tricks. So today, if anybody has any bubble bucks, they can buy a magic trick off me." And Flitty put his hand up and said, "Hey, Mr. Wizard Man, I have 20 bubble bucks." And Mr. Wizard Man said, "That is very good. What's your name, young man?" And Flynn said, "My name is Pooh." And Mr. Wizard Man said, "What?" He said, "Only joking. My name is Flynn Martin, but I sometimes like to be called Flynn One. All maker boy, all one great maker. And I have a brother called Invisible Boy.
Flynn Two.
And another one called Flynn Two. And a sister called Paper. And Mr. Wizard Man said, "Okay, Flynny Boy, I'm going to call you that. You come to the front of the class, please. Now, give me your bubble bucks." And Flynny handed over his 20 bubble bucks. And Mr. Wizard Man said, "Right, what magical power would you like?" And Flynny said, "What did you say? What would you like if you could have one magical power?" Are you even listening to me?
I would like a magical math game.
A magical maths game?
Yes.
And what would that do? Why would it be magical?
Like, it would what game could it be called?
What about if it was a snakes and ladders game? And every time you win it, you get to be able to do any maths in the world.
Or then it will just make you have a magical power.
Well, what about a magical power that makes you do any maths in the world?
Well, what about you just say a power that you wish, and then you'll have that power. How about that?
Okay, sounds good. So Mr. Magical Wizard Head said, "Rah!" And he passed on magical powers to Flynny. So Flynny could now do whatever maths he wanted. And then someone put their hand up and said, "Okay, let's test him out. What's 2 times 2? And Flynny said, 4. Okay. Then someone said, "What's 18 times 4? And Flynny said, "Oh, that's easy. That's 72. And then someone said, "Okay, what's 1,000,000 times 10? And Flynny said, 10 million. They kept yelling out really hard maths questions, and he kept getting them right. So he had amazing maths powers because Mr. Maths Man had given him the magical powers. The end. Okay. Good night, little boy. Good night, little boy.
Why are you watching kids?
See ya.